Hi. I'm sorry to intrude, sir. I was just wondering if you had a moment to talk about the job opening that just closed. Yes, I know it was filled. And I know you're extremely busy, but I just had some questions. And ultimately, I'm looking for some feedback. Yes, I'm Lily. Yeah, I was one of the applicants. You have time to talk? It'll be quick, I promise. Awesome. Thank you so much. I really think feedback would help. It's been so hard getting my foot in the door in this field. Yeah, I'll have a seat. Thank you again for doing this. I just was kind of confused on why I wasn't picked, or even considered and offered an interview. Was it my resume? I know the whole NFL cheerleader thing isn't really relevant, but I've been told it shows drive, persistence, and ability to work in small teams, so I left it in. Oh, it wasn't that? I see. So, what was it? I have a master's in this field. I have references from all my past employers, and several recommendation letters from 3 top Fortune 500 companies. I just really want to know where it went wrong. It wasn't any of that? Okay. I'm just confused. I know a lot of people applied. I mean, who wouldn't for this company, but... Okay, look. Between me and you, I know the girl you hired. And I also know I'm much more qualified from an academic and experience perspective, so I'm just curious. I was willing to negotiate the salary. I would have taken the bottom step. I thought I made that clear in my application. Wait, what? What do you mean it wasn't a professional decision? Do I know you from somewhere? Like, did I cut you off in traffic or something? Because if that's the case, I am so sorry. I honestly didn't realize. Why do you look nervous? I just really need this job. Oh, really? You knew I was the best candidate? Then what happened? Wait, what? I'm sorry. What do you mean your wife didn't want me on your team? Wait, hold on. Does she work for the company? Does she know me? She saw the hiring packets when you brought them home? Wait. Was that really the only reason I wasn't offered an interview? Too pretty? Hold on. This is not okay. And honestly, kind of offensive. Like, seriously, what the fuck? Excuse my language, but that is not fair. Just because I look like a ditzy hot girl cheerleader doesn't mean I am one. Look at my credentials, my schooling. I lost out on my dream career because I was too pretty. I mean, seriously, insecure much? And you listened? And you didn't say anything? It's your team. Your company. Hell, you've been on the cover of Forbes for crying out loud. Like, does she not trust you? She does. Oh, let me guess then. I trust you, not her. That's a load of shit. Excuse my language again, but it takes two to tango. What does she think happens? All these dudes just trip and fall into their hot coworkers? Like, what the fuck? You know what? No, I'm not okay with this. I'm going to sit here and wait until you give me an interview, because that's what I deserve. No, I don't care that it's 4:55 on a Friday. It's the least you can do. You can't? Why not? Is she expecting you home at a certain time? Her leash on you is that tight? She can deal with it. You're running a successful business. Shit comes up. She can wait another 30 minutes, I'm sure. And it's the least she can do after fucking over people's careers and dreams, since apparently her ugly ass can't keep your attention long enough at home. So come on, let's go. I'm ready to do the interview. Holy shit, is that her? Does she have fucking microphones in here? You're genuinely nervous. You want me to leave? No. You're just gonna lock me out. I can wait. Stay quiet. Oh my god. Is she that insecure? Jesus. Yeah, fine. I'll stay quiet. Hurry up and pick up before she takes your balls out of her trophy case and throws them down the garbage disposal. God, she sounds narcissistic. Jesus, how do you put up with her? What? She's taking forever. Blah, blah, blah. I'm a bitch. Blah, blah, blah. Ugh, fuck this. What? Oh, what am I doing? Stripping. Why? Well, since your bitch of a wife is apparently so worried about us fucking once I get hired, I figured I'm just gonna get it out of the way before you hire me. Does this look like a joke? Push your seat back. Let's see what you're working with. Oh, someone's excited. Oh, she stopped talking, by the way. You may want to unmute and respond to her. Maybe a good time to bring up why you'll be late. Don't worry. I'll be quiet. You should probably try not to moan too much, though. She bought that. What client's going to request a meeting this late on a Friday? Oh. Oh. She's as dumb as she is insecure. What? You know I'm right. Oh. Listen to her rambling on about her bullshit day. Oh. Don't worry. I won't eavesdrop too much. I'm already sick of her whiny voice. Besides, your cock, I'm not gonna lie, is pretty fucking perfect. More than enough to keep my attention. every ridge, every vein. Oh, fuck. Feeling the head sliding past my lips, along my tongue. Oh, maybe your wife had a point. I don't see how anyone wouldn't want to fuck this cock. I mean, this is definitely going to continue after I'm hired. Oh well, sucks for her. She's gonna fucking know if you groan like that again. Yeah. That's what it was. You were stretching your back. Dumb bitch. Let's see you hold in another one. That good, huh? I bet she can't take you down her throat like that. Wanna feel it again? Yeah? Look at you desperately nodding yes. Bad boy. Fuck. I made such a mess of your pretty cock. Don't close your eyes, baby. You'll miss the show. Here. Oh, look at my tits. Look at how they glisten. Coated with spit and drool. Out in the open. Just begging to be touched. Begging to be fucked. Yeah. What do you say, bad boy? Do you want to fuck these big, soft tits? You want to feel them wrapped around your fat cock? What if I just lean in closer and squeeze them together like this? And lower myself down so your cock slips right between them. Oh, fuck. Does that feel good? Huh? Daddy? Ooh. Better hold that moan. She sounds like she's getting annoyed by your short answers. Maybe now isn't a good time for me to start bouncing up and down, pushing my tits together around your cock. Ah. Like I give a fuck. Come on, Daddy. Don't look away. Watch your cock pushing up between these perky young tits. Ah, your cock looks so hot sliding between me, rubbing along my skin. Come on, start thrusting. I know you want to. Ah, ah. Fuck yes, Daddy. Fuck my titties. Here. Let me stick my tongue out and flick the tip each time you fuck up in between them. Daddy. Fuck my perky tits. Come on. You know I'm so much hotter than her. Younger, perkier, tighter. Fuck. I can feel your balls tightening. Oh, you better not come yet. I haven't felt you inside me. You heard me. Oh, please. Don't act surprised. I already told you I was going to. Besides, married or not, this cock's too good not to take advantage of. Oh, and if I were you, I'd start wrapping up that call, my dear. Why? Because, phone call or not, I'm gonna need you to fuck me now. This needy little pussy is practically begging to be used by you. And I'm not known to be quiet. So how about you hurry it along and hang up on that bitch before I start moaning your name out loud? God, really? Give me your phone. No, give it. I'm hanging up on that bitch. Fuck. Finally. How do you listen to that woman drone? It's like nails on a chalkboard. Aw, how cute. Are we defending her now? You know, had you not just spent the last 10 minutes with your cock going between my lips and tits, I'd almost believe this whole chivalrous hubby act. But unfortunately for you, your body seems to have betrayed your honor. This throbbing dick of yours. Well, let's just say it's telling me otherwise. So with that annoying distraction out of the way, let me tell you what's gonna happen. Once I'm done sucking this glorious married cock, you're gonna help me up, turn me around, and bend me over your desk. And then, my handsome married stud, you're gonna do the one thing that dumb wife of yours thinks she can prevent. Got it? Come here. Lean in close. Let me make that crystal fucking clear for you. You're gonna shove your married cock into this tight little home-wrecking bitch. You're gonna fuck this whore cunt until I'm nothing more than a moaning, dripping mess. You understand? Good. So, what the fuck are you waiting for? Give me what I need. Oh, that's it. Oh, push me over your desk and pin me down. Fuck. Punish me for being a home-wrecking slut. Fuck you. Stop teasing my pussy and shove that cock in me already. Use me. Fucking claim me. I'm fucking begging you. Oh, yes, fuck. Yes. Oh, that's what I needed. Oh, that's what this little fuck slut needed. God fucking damn it. Oh, you're so thick. Oh, so fucking deep. Oh, keep going. All the way. Don't hold back. I need to feel all of you. Oh, don't spare an inch. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're gonna split me in half. Oh, come on, daddy. Fuck that pussy up. Oh, yeah, fuck me up. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, how does that pussy feel? Tell me. Fucking tell me. I want to hear you say it. How does that tight, hot little pussy feel wrapped around your daddy cock? Oh, yeah. I told you it was good. I told you it would be worth it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, you're inside my fucking guts. I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, give me more. Yeah, give me more. I want it, daddy. I want to memorize every fucking detail. Remember every fucking minute with your married cock inside me. Oh, God, That bitch doesn't deserve a cock this fucking good. No, she doesn't fucking deserve it. Tell me how much hotter I am. Tell me I'm tighter, wetter. Fuck. Yes. Tell me how much more you love feeling this young pussy wrapped around you. Squeezing and milking that big daddy dick of yours. Coating it with my whore juices. Oh, yes. Oh, God. I need you to fuck me up. Yeah, fuck me like you paid for me. Fuck this home-wrecking slut until you forget all about your bitch wife. Oh, my God. Yes, fuck, yes. Pump into me with that cock. Oh, bruise my insides. Oh, I want to be sore when I wake up tomorrow. Oh, yeah, come on. Don't fucking hold back. Give it to me, daddy. Fuck, you're so sexy. Yeah, you like when I look back at you, huh, daddy? Huh? Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, stare into my eyes while you take me. Yeah, watch me while you fuck my pussy. Grab my waist and pull me closer. Oh, yeah, leave your handprints all over me. Fuck. Bruise my soft skin. Fucking mark me. Oh, God, yes. Push me down and pin me under your weight. Yeah. Oh, fuck me up, daddy. Yeah. Rearrange my insides. Yes. Faster. Fucking faster. Oh, yeah. Don't hold back. I want you to fuck me the way you wish he'd let you. Yes, that's it. Fucking give me that married dick. Oh, yeah. Fucking cheat on your dumb bitch of a wife. She doesn't take care of you, does she? I know she doesn't. I can tell. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she won't let you fuck her like I will. Yes. Oh, doesn't take cock like I can. Like an obedient whore. Oh, God, fuck that bitch. Oh, this cock is mine now. I want you to think of me every time you're with her. I want you to memorize every fucking second with me. To jerk off to the memory of using my fucking pussy. Every fucking night when you lay next to her. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck me, daddy. Yes. God, this isn't a one-time fucking thing. This can't be. Oh, yeah, I'm addicted to your cock. Oh, yeah, I crave it. Oh, I hope you know that. Oh, this can't stop after tonight. No. Oh, you're gonna call that ugly, useless candidate back and tell her you're going in a different direction and you're gonna hire me. Yeah, you fucking are. Oh, and not because I'm the most qualified. No. Oh, but because will be the one that fucks your brains out every fucking hour of every fucking day. I'll be your personal fuck toy. Yeah, your office whore. Fuck. I want you to use me like a fleshlight. Oh, yeah, whenever you want. Whenever you need it. Oh, just say the word and I'll be where you need me to be. Oh, I don't fucking care if it's in the middle of a meeting. I'll bend right over that table and let them watch you use me. Your wife won't even know. Oh, yeah, she won't even realize. Oh, if only she knew this was her fault. That she's the reason this is happening. That her actions led to your cock buried inside me. Yeah. I won't take it for granted. I won't take you for granted. No. I'll make sure you go home every fucking night with your balls emptied and your cock covered with my scent. God, I don't care if she tastes me off your cock. Oh no, she won't fucking know. Oh God, I'm gonna love seeing the look on her face at the Christmas party. Oh, when she finally finds out you hired me. That you've already had me all to yourself for months under her nose. Oh, I want her to see the tight little harlot that spends 50 hours a week next to her hubby. Fuck. I can feel you throbbing. You love that, don't you? Oh, finally being able to show her up. Oh, bad boy. Oh, bad boy. She doesn't appreciate what she has, does she? Fuck no, she doesn't. She got too fucking comfortable. Well, I'm here to show her just how badly she fucked up. Let me hear you say it. Tell me I'm hotter than your wife. Again, say I'm a better fuck. God, yes. Oh, that turns me on so fucking much. Oh, I want you to use every inch of me. Understand? My body belongs to you. I'll do things that will make her look away in disgust. Things that would make porn stars blush. I don't fucking care. As long as I get this fucking dick, I'll do it all. Fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking close. God. Oh, I want you to make me feel good. Fuck. Daddy. Oh, you want to be bad? Huh, baby? Yeah, you want to be bad with me? Fuck. Good. Hold on. Pull out nice and slow. Trust me, baby. It'll be worth it. Help me on my knees. Let me. Clean my pussy juices off this married cock. Fuck. Oh, I want to get this cock nice and fucking sloppy. Coated in my fucking drool. In my mouth. Maybe next time, Daddy. Tonight. Think dirtier. What do I mean? Tell me, Daddy. Does that pathetic bitch let you fuck her ass? Hmm? You heard me. Does that bitch wife of yours let you fuck her ass? Hmm? Mm. No? Oh, poor daddy. Then tell me, do you want to fuck mine? Hmm? Ah, baby? Do you want to stretch this tight little asshole with your married cock? Make me your little anal whore? Louder. Say it. I want to hear you say it. Fuck, daddy. Then do it. This body belongs to you. Every fucking inch. Every fucking hole. So use it. Bend me back over. Yeah. Yeah. Now make me your little anal slut. Fuck, daddy. How does that feel, huh? How does this tight little ass feel? Gripping your cock. Come on. I can take it. Fuck me. Fuck your little horse tight ass. Oh God. Yes, fuck. Yes, God, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come with your dick buried in my ass. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, Ooh, that feel good. Yeah, I told you I'd take care of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'll take care of you so much better than her. Fuck, daddy, be bad for me. Yeah. Don't fucking stop. No, don't fucking stop. Yeah. Do you love her? Huh? Say it. Yeah, say you love your wife out loud. Fuck. Tell her you love her. Lie to her when your ball's deep in some whore's ass. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah, now fuck me. Fuck my ass raw. Give it to me. Oh, yes. Fucking use me, daddy. Give it to me. Fuck, make me come on that dick. Please. I'm begging you. Yeah. Oh, fuck, yes, yes. I want you to come with me. Oh, I want you to fill my ass with your married cum. God, yes. Fuck, cream pie my tight little ass. God, please. Fuck me. Fuck me. Claim me. Make me yours. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Come. Oh, yeah, come with me, daddy. Oh, fuck. Come with me, daddy. Come in this fucking ass right now. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Come with me. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, give it to me. Every fucking drop. Every fucking drop. Fuck. Oh, make her listen. Listen to her husband cream pie some tight fucking whore ass. Oh, fuck, daddy. Huh? What do you mean, what did I mean? Oh, about making her listen? I told you I was serious about taking her place. being your fucking whore. Why? Oh, where's your phone? Aw, are we just noticing now? It's right here next to me. Here. Pick it up, baby. In fact, you might want to talk to her. You see, you were so busy watching me, you didn't realize I never hung up on her. She's been on the line this entire time. Oopsies. Well, at least you won't have to lie to her now, Daddy.